Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to another live event here at WP Studio. This is actually a very special week because we're doing something a little bit different. We are actually creating things during this week, these 3 days of events. And we're going to be creating something with a brand new code base. So we're going to tap little story rabbit trails throughout today's session. Because some of the stuff we'll be dealing with will require maybe some backstory, maybe some information about why certain decisions were made. So what we're going to do is start off with, I know a number of you have been around and you hear, you know, 18 months ago when we were looking at the first WP Studio framework, it was able to do some cool things like create admin panels. It was able to create some meta boxes. But there was inherent flaws in terms of its expandability to be used all over the place in WordPress. There were issues with it loading after certain things were built or loaded in WordPress. So therefore, some dynamic natures could not be used in that framework. So I went to work and started working on this WordPress Studio framework. In the replay and in your toolbox, I will be placing a copy of this plugin. Now, one of the things that's really cool about this plugin that does a ton is it's tiny. I think it's only right now like 200K. So for a huge framework K, Mike, it should not load a PDF. That's my fault that it's loading. There's a PDF image. It's going to take you, the green button in the chat room is going to take you to the documentation. So there's no PDF right now. It's just straight the documentation. We'll walk through it in just a moment. It's probably taking you right here. What we're going to do is we're going to dive into this. We're going to make a settings panel in just a moment. But in the whole concept of where WordPress is, does anybody remember, or I'm sure most of you were using WordPress back in WordPress 4.7. So WordPress 4.7 was where a major diversion happened in the thought process. How many of you remember the debates in about a new fields API, FIELDS, a fields API. The concept was, and it was a really cool concept, and that's part of where the WordPress Studio framework comes from, was that what if we created a framework where I can define a field? And if I'm on the settings page of here, this is a field for a text field. So why don't I define that framework within WordPress, where things are saved, how we define that field, and then you know what? I can use this type of field. I can use this type of a dropdown. That's a different type of field. I can use this type of dropdown field that already has pre-established default values in here. Well, what about if I wanted to use a site language dropdown on another plugin, on the pages, in a meta box? The whole concept of the fields API, and this does not exist in WordPress. It was not taken up and basically put on the back burner. The concept was, what if we made everything these little fields? You can, as the developer, you can pick and choose which fields, and you can put them into groups, and you can put them into field sets, and you can put them into different pages and meta boxes and customizations and menus. You can do whatever you want. Well, back then, that would have made WordPress incredibly modular, that it could be used to do anything. But guess what? Somebody had the bright idea of Gutenberg. And hey, let's just say this is a PHP content management system in WordPress, and let's go build it in JavaScript. And that's where we went down the road of blocks. The blocks being, well, we'll just do this block and you can use this block anywhere. But see, the problem is inside blocks, you have to have fields. And we're talking about form fields. You see where the logic is, where it actually broke down at some of the higher level management of where WordPress is going. If we had spent the time those many years ago working on the fields API, we would be so much further ahead with WordPress, even if we went down the block area, because fields would still be pulled into blocks. But no. So guess what? I went around and I started working with a number of developers. There's a bunch of people who were playing around with different types of fields. And I said, you know what? What if you simply created a framework that defined fields? Everything from accordions to background fields, border fields, button sets, checkboxes, text fields, field sets, image, link colors, media fields, palette fields, radio fields, repeater fields, you know, switcher fields, text areas, typography fields. What about if you did that? And then you just turned it loose on people where they could use these anywhere, mix, match, anything. Well, you could do that, but you need a framework in which to make it simple. And that's where the new new WordPress Studio framework comes in. So just before we dive in and start building something, and I'll talk about more right at the end of this, I'll say, okay, if you want to play around with this and start playing in the documentation on your own before we start tomorrow's session, I will give you this plugin and you can install it on whatever site you want, and then you can start just adding the code like we will in just a moment to the functions.php. But I want to show you one thing. I've shared this on the Slack channel. This is SMTP Studio that really needed a rebuild of the framework. This is one of the first plugins I built. I used one of these old page option templates, I think it was the options framework, to create this one. That is such an outdated framework. I can't really extend and expand and create new things with SMTP Studio. So I just decided, well, how about if I create the entire framework of SMT or rebuild SMTP Studio, the front end, the visual area, with the new framework that we're going to play around with today. And what if we, how long would it take me to do it? Well, literally in less than 30 minutes, I was able to get this up and running. I'm just going to show you. So I activated the new SMTP Studio that's coming, pop in. Everything is there. It's much more flexible. Not only do we have the full test in there, we have full dynamic capability of opening and closing. And the greatest thing about this, I did not write a single line of hard PHP code. Everything is an array, a PHP array, a list of, are you ready for it? Fields. And because they're in a framework, the fields know what they can do. Now, we'll dive into a lot more of this later. But let's jump over. And if you are in the chat room and you are seeing below the chat box, there's that green button. That's going to take you to the documentation. And it will take you right to the rebuilt documentation area of WP Studio. Lots of stuff is coming here. So you can check out a whole bunch of fields. We're going to play with a few of them today and before we dive into much more of them tomorrow. But the other thing the framework does, if you learn fields, the simple arrays, and I just want to just show you, it's really simple. If we looked at a text field, And sure, there are lots of arguments. Don't worry yourself about this. Take a look at this. This is what I want you to see. That is the array. And I'll talk you through it in just a moment, where there's an ID. So that's an actual value that we are going to get something out. The type of field, we just say it's text, so that predefines everything about it. And there are default options that are that load every single time unless you predefine it. The title is hello example text, and the default is something that's already in the text field, hello world, boom. That's all you need to know. Well, if that's what I need to know for a text field, I can go in and guess what? In frameworks, I have different locations. I can use those fields to create an admin page. I can use that those same fields to create meta boxes that can be attached to certain custom post types. I can even, because now there's amazing dynamic stuff built in, I can attach meta boxes to the post if they select a certain post format. So here's the perfect thing that WordPress should have built 10 years ago. The concept that, oh, I am going to use the post format to share a quote. Well, if they select quote, how about we just pop up a meta box that only displays certain fields when the quote post format? Or what if you choose a page template? Can we show certain settings or options based on what is being selected when you go to build your concept? We can also use the exact same fields in the customizer. We can use it on the taxonomy. We can create user profile options with the exact same fields. We can create widgets, exact same fields. We can create additional things for comment meta boxes with the same fields. We can even create our own short code generator, because what is a short code? It's basically a function that exists somewhere else. And a short code that we might build for a client might have them fill out a form, select a color when they go select their short code. So why don't we give them an actual visual user interface to select those things? Because they're fields. So what we're going to do is we are going to start with the ultimate basics, so you can follow along if you want with the getting started. So all I need to do is have that plugin, that the WordPress Studio Framework plugin, installed on my site. Now, you don't have to, because we can, and I will show you this on Thursday, we can bundle the code base as a library in your own plugin or your own theme that you might be dealing with. All right, I'm trying to get back to the plugin page, but for some reason that's taking a while to load. Well, we're just going to come over here. I am over on, hopefully the text is large enough for you. I'm on the functions.php file of an active theme on our site. So we can write this code on just straight in any functions.php. We can create our own plugins. Any place that a function code would be run, we can place it there. So there are really only two or three things that we need to know about. In the old way of the WP Studio framework, you basically defined everything about the admin area. You explained what it was you were creating, either a meta box or an admin, and then you said, here's all the fields. Slightly different, and I think it's easier, because now it's so easy to create infinite number of extensions, add-ons, customizations for whatever WordPress site you are going to create, and put any field you want. So the first thing we must do always is we want to make sure that plugin or that code base is already running. So we need to check and see if a certain class exists. So when that plugin is that WordPress Studio Framework plugin is activated, there is a class that's running that has already been loaded into WordPress, the WPSF, WordPress Studio Framework. Now, let's say you install a plugin that somebody else in our community built, and they're using this framework. maybe they can just simply just say, here's our framework. And if their plugin loads before other things, that's perfectly fine, because if the class already exists, it's not going to go load all the stuff. So we just want to make sure that it exists. If it doesn't exist, we're not going to run the function, which is going to break our site. So first thing we do in everything, and this is a concept that has been from the beginning time of WordPress, we always want to create our own prefix. Example, class. This is so, if we create 8 different admin settings areas, 4 different meta boxes, they each can get their own prefix, so they're each stored in the database under their own unique prefix. You're not going to clobber somebody else's code information. You'll always be able to make sure that, you know, it's your code for whatever it is that you want. So there's really only one thing we have to do next, but we're going to create 2 different things. Because we're going to create an admin options page, and an admin's option page, remember, is something that might be over here on the star that will take us there. So let's go ahead and we are calling this class. This is an object-oriented coding of PHP. Basically, that we're calling the class WPSF, and we have the double colons, which are then referring to a function that exists in this class. So you don't have to know where that is. You don't have to define it. You just simply have to know you have to create option. And then what are we going to create? We're going to assign it the prefix, and then we start our arrays. So this is the cool part about this new framework. Everything is an array. Once you figure out how to get to this point, everything just repeats itself. So in our options, we're going to say our menu title is going to be new admin area. And we'll call this our menu slug. And I'll show you where you find all of this information in just a moment. New admin area. Okay. Now at this point, I can save this. We have now created a new object, an options. So if we come over here, refresh our page. Oh, sorry, I haven't added. Basically, what's happening is there's nothing being put in there yet. So let me go back. Let me make sure. Yep. And actually, the real error is it's create options. I thought I actually typed the create options, but okay. So notice how there's nothing here yet. You know, there's nothing that says new admin area, because nothing exists inside the new admin area. So in order for us to add something to that, we need to create a section. We do the same thing, create section. And that's going to be plural, singular. Array. I'm just going to quick put in the title number 1. I'm just putting in what's in the documentation right now. And then we say fields. So what type of fields? Remember, everything in the field is an array. So array ID equals text 1. And I'll explain the IDs in just a moment. Type is text. And then we have title text 1. I'm keeping some of the information very simple. 1 second. Okay. So what we've now just done is we've created a section called title number 1. Inside that section are fields, and its array. That's a text field. So if I save this, and now we go back over here and we refresh, we are going to see a new admin area. See that? New admin area. Uh-huh. There's text one. Notice how the page slug is new admin area. And here is our section. Already builds everything. Has resets, has search options already built in, so we can find a whole bunch of concepts. Now let's go ahead and create a, before we go further, I want to break this down slightly. And this is going to take a minute or two for me to explain it, and then hopefully it will make a little bit more sense. You might be sitting there saying, okay, well, if I can simply just slap in different arrays in the fields by just looking it up on the documentation, that's fine. I can create a pretty admin area, but how does that help me on the theme? Well, what if I want to allow the client to change the color of a background or to insert a callback information or to change a image on a certain site or a certain page? How do I get that stuff out of the database? So again, this is just going to be down here. I just want to say below here is example. The reason why is this is you're going to put whatever I put down here somewhere else. It might go to your theme or into your plugin. So what we want to do is we want to get the value of this field that you're entering in here. It is as simple as getting the options, because by default, the WordPress Studio framework stores everything in an options table buried underneath, not buried, but wrapped into the example class option. So if every single thing, and that's the cool thing about it, it's one data entry, it's one table entry into a database. You could have a billion settings and it would simply be one field, one options field in the database. I'm serious, because it stores all those settings as a single array in a single entry in the database. That's how efficient it is. So therefore, if I want to get something out, let's get the value. And we're going to just store it as a PHP value. So I'm going to do get option. And what am I going to get? Example. Class. So where did I get example class? I got it from the prefix. So when I want to get something out, basically I can load this entire settings panel into a single value, PHP value, and now I can simply echo value text one. And because every single field has its own ID. See that? Text-1. You don't have to write any complex code to pull something out. It is as simple as just using the default options capability in WordPress. So let's take it a little bit further, because, and then we'll dive into a few of the fields that I want you to see what we can do with this. But because today is all about really getting started and working in an admin area, my recommendation is what we want to first do is go to the framework locations in the documentations and click on admin options. So what you'll see here in the admin options, just so you understand how the documentation works, is all the arguments, and we'll go through a whole bunch of these things in just a moment, are all up here at the top. And basically it tells you what type of an argument, if there are defaults that come with it, what actually it does. And then I have some additional section arguments. But what I then went through is I wrote tons and tons and tons of examples. So a simple one, kind of what we just did, how to extract that stuff out. But now we're going to start building some more unique ones and use a whole bunch of these arguments. And in order to really get ourselves going with that, we are going to basically build something that pulls in every single one of these arguments. And by building something with every one of these arguments, you can kind of see the amount of customization that can go into building your own settings page in WordPress. So let's go ahead and we are going to, let me remove this, and we are going to back it up. So I'm back here at the beginning, where we check to see if the class exists. I set a prefix, and we'll call this one the kitchen sink, because add everything to it. So if everything starts with the WordPress Studio framework, where we create the options, and create options is the function that is specific to build an admin options page. You'll notice if you go look at a few of these other things, instead of saying create options, if you go to the meta box one, see things simply called create meta box. If you go to something like create user profile, it's the same type of startup, but instead we create profile options. So that second thing right after the prefix, that second declaration, really says the location of where we are storing or where we are building this unique location. So let's start off with the top. The biggest one is a framework title. And we will call this one our super awesome settings panel. And we will have, you could put a framework class. I will leave a bunch of these blank so you can see. So this would allow us, if we wanted to add in our own CSS and our own customization, we could do that by defining a class. Now, if I save this and we went to go look at this, excuse me. Oh, I already erased that. Hold on. Let's go back here. Admin. Come on. WP admin. Oh, I haven't created a slug yet. Sorry. I didn't create the menu. So, menu title. Let's call this super settings. We need our menu slug. Super settings. We need a menu type, menu. Now, that menu type menu, you will also see it can be a menu or it can be a sub menu. Because remember, if we do a menu, it's going to be the top level menu. If we do a sub menu, then we have another option where we can choose which menu it's going to be a sub menu of. It's giving you the complete flexibility of where you want to store the information or insert, make it visible on the admin area. We can also then come in here and add in capability so that only people who are able to manage options can see it. That is actually the default one. So if that's what you want, you don't have to put that there. We can then assign a menu icon. We can easily just create a dash icon. If you were to search dash icons and go over to the dash icons, we can select whatever it is that we want to use. So that's the dash icon we'll use. And just set that in there. Oops. Whew. For some reason, I'm just sneezing up a storm today. So menu icon, we can also go through and do a menu position. So we can choose where we want it to be and whether it's menu hidden The great thing about doing a menu hidden, and I'm going to put false because we want it to be visible. A menu hidden means, I don't know if you guys knew this, but if you don't have an actual connection to the admin sidebar in WordPress, you can't use some of the saving capabilities in the options database, because it actually, we have to load it through this full admin menu area in order to take advantage of certain things. Otherwise, it's not loaded properly. But we, under this framework, you can choose to hide it. It still loads in there, but now you can directly access a certain page. So maybe in one of your plugins, you have a link to a certain menu, but you're not allowing people to directly access it from here. So that's something that can happen. All right, we can also go in and say show bar menu, and that would be showing up on the top, our top bar menu if we do that. And you can choose, I'm going to jump over some of these. You can choose to show it in the network menu. So this would be if you're doing multi-site and you have certain settings panels you want for the multi-site, you can do that. Next thing is we can have something called show in the search or show the search. The cool thing about the show the search, which you'll see in just a moment, turn the true. do I still have this SMTP Studio? Oh, I do have it. Okay. So I'm just showing you from this example, which has the search on here. If you ever get around to building really complex settings for your customers, sometimes, or maybe you just build it for yourself. What about if you have so many settings and you're wondering where they are? Wouldn't it be nice if I could just type in SMTP and it's going to go find me any of the settings, any of the fields that have SMTP? What about if I find email? Okay, it's pulling all the fields, even fields from other tabs. I'm able to, that's how powerful the search is. It will be able to find whatever field you have and give somebody the flexibility of quickly jumping to the locations where they want. You can also choose to show the reset all. If you set that to true, then there will actually be a button that says reset all. Every single setting will go back to the default setting. If you do show reset section, each one of those sections, excuse me, I'm going to grab a drink of water here. Okay. So if we reset the sections, that would be if I was just on this section, I hit reset. It would only reset the section, not all the other items. Then we can go through and we can choose whether to, let's just say for this one, we're not going to show the footer. We could say false. What about if we show all options? We can have a sticky header. Sticky header would be exactly as this one is when we scroll down. Notice how this is going to scroll underneath it slightly. Our header will stick up there. There's other things we can add to it. But it gives you basically everything you'd need to do to set up your settings without having to code it. You're basically just going through the array, and on that documentation page, you have every single argument that you can, if we jump back over here, every single argument, this is just exactly how it's done with the array. You can see this is the flag to do this. This is the flag to do that. We can also go through and choose how you want to save it. It doesn't have to be in the options table database. It could be in the theme mod, transient, network. These are all different locations in the database that we store option settings. We can also have contextual help, contextual help sidebar. Contextual help, remember, is the stuff that's up here. If we have contextual help, it drops down. It's the documentation, inner documentation that comes with WordPress. And then the other thing is there's basically two themes right now. There's a dark and a light. You're already seeing the light one here. We'll just leave this dark so you see it. And then there's a whole bunch of defaults so that you can pre-fill in default items. So hopefully you can see how complex we can build something in the create options. And then once you've created the settings page however you want, this is where we can just begin to create the section. Now, creating sections is as simple as going through, and again, we have to do the prefix because we need to tell it which thing we are putting together with the array. And normally we will have, I'm going to jump back over here. Notice how there are a few things in the sections argument where we have a title. We can have an icon for each one of those. If it's a sub one, what's the parent of that section? So we can have, you could have a section inside of a section. We'll see how that works in a moment. So most of the time, if we're building sections in the admin area, it's just going to be creating a simple title. This is the main section. And then we just say, let's grab our fields. Fields. It's an array. All right. So this is where I've tried to make it super easy. And why the documentation is going to be very helpful for you. Marianne, your question. The inputs are stored in the WordPress database table in the options table, but they're all stored under a single entry called Kitchen Sink. So if you were to look in the WordPress database table, you'll see a single line, a single field, Kitchen Sink. And inside Kitchen Sink, if you look at the value, it's going to have a massive array, which is going to include everything, all the fields, all the settings, everything. Which is why when we want to do a value equals get options Kitchen Sink, or Kitchen Sink, however I did it. Now, we can always just simply echo out value ID. So you're going to see as we start jumping in and pasting in fields, every field has an ID. All we just do is grab the ID that we have created, and we now have, we can pull it out. We can put it on the front end. We can put it on the theme. We can put it in other functions. We can put it in anything. Why this makes it so much better than the last framework. Get options can be used anywhere. It can be used in other code. It can be used in the block editor. I mean, in code. But we have so much flexibility now to use this information. All right, so let's talk about why the fields make it so great. And this is where the documentation, I think, will be helpful for you. So let's start by saying, you know what? Let's do something that actually has a lot built into it. A typography field. So I go to the typography field page, and sure, there are lots of settings. But what I can do is, hey, let's just grab the simple typography field example. Just copy, bring it over to your code, place it in the fields array, and we might want to just see how I just copy that. And now we have a field, a typography field, using all the defaults. Let's go take a look at that. All right, so now we're going to come back over here to our dashboard. Let's find our super, where's our settings? Did it not save? Just make sure it's saving. Oh, it's up here because my settings basically were at the very top. Okay, I just want to go back here. All we did was do an array ID. That's our ID. Typography, title, typography. So look at everything that's already built for you by default. Here's all the fonts, including Google Fonts. Text align, text transform, font size, pixel, line height, pixel, letter spacing, pixel, font color. That's all there. But if you dive into some of the deeper ones, we can see that there's a lot more we can do. We can set preset colors, font families, line size, which type of fonts are available. We can go through and we can build everything that we want. All right, so let's do this. Let's pick a few items, and then I'm just going to quick show you what that looks like on the front end. Because I want to just, we're just going to grab something weird. Oh, look at that. It's turned on. There is a real-time visual. Try this one. That's what it looks like. Center, capitalized, font size, 25 pixels. So we set all these things, and we can see these things happening in real time with a preview. You can turn previews off, but you did not have to code any of that. You just simply said, I want the typography field. You can turn everything off if you want. All right, so let's save this. Because there's customization. There's a lot saved in here. So if I were to come over and which theme are we in? Okay. Let's just go to where do I want to put it? I'm going to just put it in the footer because it'll be super easy to find it. So what I'm going to do here is we're going to just do echo hello everyone, just so you see where it's going to be outputting. So let's take a look at, we have to go to actually the front end of the site. Okay, see it's here? Hello, everyone. The reason why I'm going to do this, I'm going to basically dump the value out so you see what is stored in this. So now let's use, instead of echoing hello, everyone, let's use the concept of, all right, value equals get options. Hold on 1 second. Sorry, get option. And then, what was it, the kitchen sink? Kitchen sink. So we're fetching the kitchen sink, and now we are going to echo value, and I think it was example is the ID of this field. So see how that's working? So instead of the hello, everyone, we've gone and got that option out. And now on the front end of the site, should actually have an array. So basically, we're going to run it through an array. So basically, we're going to pre... 1 second. There we are. All right, so we want to echo pre-tag, and then we will make sure that this is echoing out as a oh One second. I'm grabbing a drink. I'm barely going to be able to keep talking here. So instead of echo, we're going to print R. I think we'll just do I don't think I need true on this. Okay, so see? All that's stored in there. Everything that was in that single field now allows us to pull all that stuff out. It's an array that is easily accessed in code or wherever we need. All right, so let's jump back over here and go back to, sure, oh, that's a typography field. It has tons of options there. Well, let's take a look at a really cool feature, and that's the switcher field. Yes, you have checkboxes, but nothing's better than a switcher field. Why? Because wouldn't it be nice if a client could simply just say, I want to turn something on or off. So I'm going to copy this one. And let's go back to the code. This time, guess what? Because these are all fields and they are all arrays, I can change the order by simply putting one array in front of the other. And I'm going to say this, and we're going to go take a look at the super settings area, and we're going to now see that there is a example switcher on off. Now I'm about ready to show you this. For me, I've always loved this flexibility in code. I think it's kind of the game changer type of thing. And it is dependencies. It's kind of like conditional logic in your code. So, because dependencies is one of those type of arguments you can use in any number of fields, I'm going to go down to this array item, the one that has the typography. And we're going to create a dependency on the above switcher. So, in my typography field, I'm going to go dependency equals array. Well, what are we wanting to check? We're wanting to check this field. Again, the IDs of every single field are super important because that's how we fetch information about each one. Then we're going to say equal equal because we want to make sure it is exactly equal to a true statement. I need to put it as there. So now if I set this and, hey, we're all set to go, let's go take a look at our super settings, and you're going to actually see the typography field disappear. Because what if this was a field that simply said, actually, let's do it. Title, do you want to change typography? Save. Setting. Oh, do you want to change the typography? Yes, please. Okay, here you go. We have fully built in, yes, you could call it conditional logic. It's dependencies that this field depends on this being true or not. All right, let's take a look at a few other things before we close up for today and I get this into your hands. So let's take a look at another field, a very, very simple field. So we're going to go down to the text field. And then let's go ahead and, sure, let's go ahead and grab our example so that we don't have to type it. And we'll paste it right here. And we'll get rid of the default too. We don't need the default text there. And then let's pick one more field. I don't know. Is there a field that any of you want to see? Oh, let's go to this one, because this one is kind of cool. Let's do this. Code editor. So let's start with an HTML one. And then we'll just drop this array in here. So it's basically the type is code editor. My HTML, my setting, which you can see on the field page. I have a theme. I'm using the HTML, so it has HTML markup. It will color code it as you go. But let's create another dependency. This time, our dependency is going to be targeting our example text field that we just pasted in there. This time we want to say we're only going to show this one if it is not empty. So see, I have nothing here. It's not empty. So if I save this and we jump back over here to our super settings, my code editor. Oh, I know what it is. Okay, 1 second. Okay, twiddle your thumbs while I fix that piece of code before I release it. So it's in the fields. Code editor. I need to jump up here. That was before when it was a different name, a code studio framework. I thought that was too close to what we were already doing, so that's why it's the WordPress studio framework. All right, let's see if that fixed that. I hope it did. Code editor. No, did it not save? It didn't save yet. Hold on. All right, let me change this. Instead of the code editor, because it looks like that field has an issue, let's come over here. I'll fix it before we release it. Let's just grab the code field. I think that's done. Come back over here. Basically, I'm just trying to show a different dependency. Let me add that array. I'll clean this up here in just a moment. Okay, so it's now an upload field with the dependency of the text field above not having there. So let's refresh. We're back. Okay, so if we turn this on, we get to typography. Because there's nothing in the text field, we don't see the other one. If I start typing, guess what? There's something there, so now we can upload. So the settings panel, and again, tomorrow or Thursday, I'll show you a fully fleshed out kind of a super panel with all mixings, intermixings. You'll be able to play around with that. Marianne, yes, you can actually go to the media library by default. You can put it to a different location. We can also say, or only showing image videos or image files or video files. There's other ways that we can control what the upload field can do. And the other thing is, tomorrow we're going to be spending time on another thing called attributes. We did talk about dependency today. Attributes is about tomorrow. You'll notice every single one of these types of fields are basically a normal HTML form field that has customizations. But we all know that a text field can also be a password field if we add the attribute password to a form field, a text. Well, you can do that. It's an array in the attributes where we can assign something, maximum number of characters, or all these type of things that we would do in HTML. It can now be used inside. So we're going to end today, and tomorrow when we come back, we're going to be building in the meta boxes. We're going to be doing some really cool things with the post editor and the pages and custom post types, as well as other settings that we can dive into. But to kind of wrap it up, the whole thing is predicated on fields already being defined, already being processed. Then you simply choose where you want to put them, in what order, and how you want to code this. So tomorrow we will be talking about why A is going to make your site faster doing something like this over pods or advanced custom fields or anything like this. Yeah, the old framework, basically I wanted it to go to 2 and everything, but this is because now it's got a completely different name. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. So hopefully over the course of the next 2 days, we will solve a number of the issues as well as have greater understanding. But the best part about this one, the documentation is pretty much done. You can dive into it. There's a few more pieces of documentation I want to write on it, but it's all there. If you need to figure out button sets, basically you just drop that array with different types of examples. You drop the array into one of the framework locations. Wherever the fields are, where you'll actually see your little example, and anytime you see the word fields array, well, that's where you can drop all the different fields. And then no matter where you put whatever location, whether it's a meta box, an admin options, whatever you need, basically it's going to be the exact same way of getting that out. If it's an options thing, it's get options. If it's a comment meta, it's get comment meta. And we just echo that out. Everything is based on the ID. And I think this makes it so much easier going forward. So yes, tomorrow we're going to be building in different locations, diving more into the framework. On Thursday, we go even further. You can see how it actually works with both the classic editor as well as the lock editor, Gutenberg, interacting with that, as well as some advanced systems. All right, well, I'm going to fix that one piece of code issue. And then as part of the replay page, you'll have a copy of the plugins, so you could go play with building links and different things, or building fields into your WordPress sites. All right, take care. I hope you have a great rest of the Tuesday, and I hope to see you all in Slack or on the webinar tomorrow. And I'm definitely going to go try and find the largest glass of water, because I did not know I was this dry. Take care, everybody.